Welcome to Base Prospecting Class with Danny Johnson. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes,
great,
I am.
Great.
Thanks, Carrie. Okay, well, hello, everybody. This is our last time we're going to be meeting together for prospecting anyway. We're going to have one more closing class. I got to share some numbers with you guys. You guys are going to be so proud of yourselves. Really, so very proud of yourselves. first of all, this past week, sorry, I got a fart in my throat. Looking at our dials, we have 1,711 dials, which is down a little bit from last week, which meant there were less presentations at 648. And 459 presentations, 648 conversations, 54 people enrolled though, and 131 new customers, with a total of 185 people closed out of 459 presentations. But check this out. Total income for you guys, the amount that was generated by this team that is on this call was $12,469.71. Wow, that's up $4,000 from last week. That's actually $4,300 up from last week. And I thought last week was amazing. So anyway, congratulations and great job. So very proud to watch those numbers grow like that. Really, really impressed with the job well done that you guys have done. A little bit of housekeeping stuff. I'm sorry if I caused any confusion last week to some of you about homework. And I can't remember if I caused confusion on the prospecting class or on the closing class, whichever one, please forgive me if I had caused confusion. You do know that the closing class is not happening this Thursday, due to the First Steps to Success event that's taking place the very next morning. And therefore that day is an all prep day, for First Steps. So our next, closing class is not going to be this Thursday, but it is going to be March the 1st. Same time, so 12 o'clock, and therefore your homework is going to be due on February 25th. So you'll be getting on Thursday, this coming Thursday, your homework assignment for the closing class, because we have a whole nother week, okay? So we need to make sure and get all of those numbers in, please. This is a really important one. Again, even if it's zeros, I just want to know that you're all responding and following directions and sending in these homework assignments. Again, even if the numbers are zeros, just type in zeros, and it's okay. You're at least showing up for the team, even if you're benching yourself, because that is your choice to have zeros, meaning zero dials, zero actions. That's totally fine, but you're at least showing up. You're just choosing to bench yourself. So please make sure this Thursday to respond and get that last homework assignment in. Before the 25th, which is Sunday night. And if you're going to be at First Steps, which I know a lot of you are going to be at First Steps this weekend, and I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see all that God is going to do in every one of our lives. I love it when we get to get redirected and refocused and recharged, and new revelation that comes, and new commitment that builds, our discernment that builds, and just how sharper we all get in every area of our life as a direct result of First Steps to Success. But if you are attending and you know that you're not going to be prospecting or closing, through the weekend, you're not planning on making dials, you're not planning on presenting, you're not planning on closing, then just send in your homework on Thursday night. Just fill out the survey Thursday night when you receive it. So that's out of the way, and you can just, you know, sleep well through the weekend, well as you can through the weekend, and just focus on First Steps to Success. But if you're not going to be there, go ahead and keep working your way through what your normal business hours are, and make sure and turn that last homework assignment in on Sunday. And again, if your last working day is on Sunday, then you turn it in on Sunday. But if your last working day is on Friday or Saturday, then turn it in on your last working day of building your business. All right, so super excited about those numbers. You guys, I'm so proud of you. Seriously, just so, so, so proud of you. This has been really amazing. And that also means that make sure and listen to the MP3 of the class, right? Again, you're wanting the most and the maximum out of your experience here. And we got to make sure that you're putting your best foot forward in order to do that. I want to answer a couple of questions really quick. Somebody asked a question about how do I get a successful business owner to display my product and refer business to me? That's a great question. But what I want to do is I want to elevate your understanding of people, and I want to elevate your understanding of how business actually works. I want you to write this statement down. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? That's what the business owner is thinking. What's in it for me? That's what your prospect is thinking. What's in it for me? So in this case, it's a successful business owner is a prospect. And if you're wanting them to display your product and refer business to you, the question you have to answer is what's in it for them? Not in this question is written of you're trying to get something for you. And if you've been to First Steps to Success, I'm going to slap your hand right now. You know better than that. You always want to come from the perspective of the other person. What's in it for them? What's the benefit to them to refer business to you? What's the benefit to them to display your product without having you pay for that to happen? You know, grocery stores pay for their products to be displayed on certain aisles and in certain parts of the aisle. There's certain parts of a grocery store aisle that is more expensive for the manufacturer to display their products on. And literally they pay for that spot. Isn't that wild? Because studies have proven that, you know, people's eye turns to a certain way in a certain part of the aisle. And it's been proven that if your product is on, you know, shelf number 3 versus shelf number 5, that it's going to be, it's more apt to have more people purchase from it. Whatever that is, I'm just giving you a hypothetical. But again, my answer to your question is a question. What's in it for them? What can you do to help his or her business become more successful? What can you do to help refer business to him? What can you do to help spread the word of their brand? Do you understand? Don't just be thinking of how can you benefit from a successful business owner. You've got to turn it around and look at what can you do, what can you offer them, how will you benefit them. Another question that I thought was really important for us to discuss is how to handle a dial when a caller says they have somewhere to be and use another product, which is your guys' direct competitor. You know who your direct competitor is, but you know they can probably switch. She said, my cousin did. Now, the answer I have for you is a question. Is that really how you want to do business? Do you want to be stealing somebody else's customer? Well, Danny, it's not really stealing. It's my cousin. No, it is stealing. And the reality is that you're going to reap what you sow. I promise you. Reaping and sowing is not a rule that we get to change. We don't get to, only reap good. If we do something like that, so my question to you is that do you want 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 of your customers switching over to your competitor because their cousin recommended them to? I hope the answer is no. You don't want that happening to you. So whatever it is that you would not do to another customer, or whatever it is that you don't want happening to your business, don't do to another person's business. There are 7 billion people on the planet to sell your oils to. You do not need to steal or persuade somebody else to become your customer. There's, again, that's a sign of lead deficit disorder. You actually need that lead to convert. No, you don't need that lead to convert. Bless them. And in blessing them, they may decide to use both of the oils. They might decide to use your oils, and they might decide to use their oils as well. But trying to steal a customer or take them or convert them or switch to your product is not the right mindset to grow a very healthy, strong, and large business. Now, you know, I have both those oils in my house. There's lots of people that have both those oils in my house, predominantly not because I've ever purchased those oils, but because someone has given me those oils. And so if you're coming from the right perspective and intent, then, you know, that might happen. But I would just let that go. Honestly, I would just let that go and bless them as they're using their oils and stay in touch with them and add value to them. And so on the front side of that question is, how do you handle doubt when they say that they have somewhere to be? That's great. When's a good time to call you? When's a good time? What's another time that we can connect? And, you know, set an appointment to have the conversation. That's a simple thing to do. Okay. Okay. So I also wanted to, give some recognition to some individuals. We have, most dials for cold market here with Christine Hill with 70, Lisa Taylor with 40 for lukewarm market, and Jessica Sword, with 59 dials for Jessica Sword. How amazing, right? Excellent work in my opinion. And that was, that's awesome. And then we have most brought through presentation. We have Deborah McKinsey for Cold Market with 5 presentations. Deborah McKinsey. Okay, maybe I totally jacked that name up. Please forgive me. You know how uneducated I am. Lukewarm Market, Rebecca Hertz-Smith, Ray, with 43 presentations. Incredible. And then Amphalique, and I am not going to even try that last name, but it's Rauschenbach. Maybe I did okay. Warm Market with 45 dials. I mean, sorry, 45 people brought to a presentation. You guys, you understand that there's a lot of people coming to a presentation. You guys are stomping this thing. You're doing such a good job. Most enrolled, Lukewarm Market was Karen Douglas with 3. And then Deborah Lemmerman with 7 for a warm market. And then most customers, so added most clients this past week, Christine Hill with cold market, 1. Diane Tillard, lukewarm market with 16. And warm market was Katie Warner with 18 new customers, new clients added. So amazing. We also have most conversations, Christine Hill, cold market, 20. Lukewarm market, Diane Pollard with 31. And then we have Deborah Lemmerman with 25. So phenomenal. That's all I got to say. Absolutely phenomenal. I love it. I absolutely love it. Great numbers, you guys. You guys are doing such a good job. Okay, now I am going to pull up. Hold on 1 second. I've got to look something up really quick. Patience. Where are you? There you are. Okay, that's why. Okay. And then hold on 1 second. Another second. Checking one more thing. Okay. Perfection. All right. So the very first person that I'm going to pull up is Becky Wine. Or is it Winnie? Press number 1, please. And say hello.
Hello. Becky, your line's open.
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice.
Yours too. This has been a phenomenal call. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you. What have you liked about it?
Everything. I love that, you know, we just moved recently with our family to a new area within an hour away from where we were. I just wanted to tell you, because of First Steps to Success that I went to last year, we ended up selling our home and getting completely out of credit card debt. We paid off $60,000 worth of debt.
Wow.
And now we're working on getting rid of our mortgage on our house, but we are going to Disney World this Saturday because we now have finances to travel. So I just want to thank you so much for speaking life into everyone that goes to First Step. So
awesome. Congratulations, okay. Credit card debt free. You got to write me those numbers and that story, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. It feeds us, our whole team, and it also helps to inspire other people. All right, so I have 4 hours worth of work, 56 dials, 6 conversations, and one person showed up to a presentation. So let's go ahead and you're working lukewarm market. So whatever script it is that you want to use on me, you go for it. The one that you're using the most that you had those 6 conversations with.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I don't have my script books right in front of me because, to be perfectly honest, I wasn't expecting to get calls with 56
dials. But you said, yes, I want to role play, so you gotta be prepared.
I was using the business developer script.
Okay. You need the script in front of you in order for you and I to work together. So you can you grab it? It's going to take you a couple minutes. You want to move on to somebody else?
I'm getting it. I'm getting it right now.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
All right, what page?
It is, oh, sorry. Page, sorry, I'm like super nervous. It was the prospecting one. It's just a regular, I can't believe I can't find it.
Find your script.
Am I going to have to pass? Oh, my gosh. All right.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to, just for the sake of time, I want you to find the script that you're using, and then, Carrie, if you can pull up Larissa Wright. Let's pause on Becky. I'll come back to her after Larissa, so that she's all set up. Every one of you should have your script in hand. Yeah. Thank you, Carrie. Sorry for talking over you.
Sure.
Every one of you guys should have your scripts in hand. No problem. All of us should have our scripts in hand in this class because you should be following along. This isn't just like entertainment to be listening. You're not listening to the radio here. We're actually working and training. So, Larissa Wright, your line is open. Say hello.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Okay. Let's go ahead and what script are you using? It looks like we had warm market, 36 dials, 10 hours of work, 12 conversations, 5 went to a presentation. How do you know if all 5 actually went?
No, it's cold market. 25 were cold, and the rest were warm.
Okay. All right. Obviously, the numbers that were submitted to me doesn't say that. All right, so you had 25 cold, and then so that's 11 warm market.
Yeah.
All right, how many, that's dials. So how many conversations? You had 12 conversations, so how many of those 12 were cold versus warm?
I think there are about 8.
8 what? 8 cold
market, yeah.
Okay. All right. That leaves us with 3 warm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how many of the 5 that went to a presentation were cold market?
I think I had 4, 3 or 4, 3, I think. Yep.
3 and then 2 warm market to the presentation.
Yeah, but one of them that I sent to a presentation didn't end up showing.
Okay, yeah, so that was my next question. How many showed up for the presentation?
I think I ended up with 1 that ended up showing.
1 with cold market?
Cold market, yep.
And how many warm market showed up?
I ended up with 1 as well.
All right, cool. So a total of 2 out of the 5 that actually went to the presentation.
But
2 out of 12 that you talked to. All right, let's see what's going on. So which script do you want to use? You want to practice warm or cold?
I think the warm market one that I've been using was generally the practice one, but the cold market one is probably what I've been using more, so maybe that one, just looking for it. Did you want the prospecting one? I've got it. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, so ring, ring, hello.
Hi, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
This is Larissa. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, what do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Cool. Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Okay. So are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So what do you do with your time?
I work.
Cool. What do you do?
I work at a bar.
Yeah.
Bar restaurant. Yes.
Okay. Do you enjoy it?
I do.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
Gosh, what do I enjoy about it? It's a great question. I like the money that I make quickly, daily.
Okay, cool. What do you dislike about it?
The boss is married to the bookkeeper, and
okay.
They fight a lot.
Okay. So are you thinking about replacing your current income or supplementing it?
I would like to supplement it.
Okay, cool. So are you married?
I am married.
Yeah, and have you got kids?
I do.
Okay, how many kids have you got?
Just one.
Okay, cool. How old?
She's 4.
Cool. A girl? Oh, you've got a girl?
Yeah.
Assuming? Yeah. Yep. Okay, what's her name?
Christina.
Cool. And, yeah, so is Christina, she easy for you?
She's 4.
Yeah. So hard work?
I would think so.
Okay. Have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
I have not been self-employed or owned a home business before.
Okay, cool. Okay, so now what level of income are you accustomed to?
About $1,500 a month.
Okay. What kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
If I can add another $1,500 a month, that would be great.
Okay, cool. Do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
What do you mean by that?
So do you have some money put aside so you can get a business started?
How much does it take?
It depends how much you want to earn, I guess.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I have. I mean, I don't know that is going to work.
Okay, that's okay. Well, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home-based business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
Pretty serious.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, I have $35,000 worth of debt, and I'd like to pay that debt off.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so, Danny, let me tell you about the company that I work with. I just got to grab the script. Hang on. Okay. And from here, I was just reading the script to them. Do you want me to read it?
Of course.
Sure. Okay. So we're strategically placed in a $250 billion industry that's growing and growing fast. We're a 23-year-old debt-free company. The use of our products has a long tradition dating back to at least 4,500 BC. We're currently doing business in over 20 countries, just to name a few. Oman, Japan, Singapore. With tens of thousands of representatives internationally, we have satisfied clients all over the world, and because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis. We've been in a number of different publications. Have you heard of CBS, NBC? Have you heard of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, or how about Marie Claire? We've been in many research papers around the world from different universities. They're featured on PubMed.gov. We have clinics in Ecuador and use oils in IVs. We're the only company that owns our own farms and many distilleries in different countries. This allows us to control every step to make sure the land is chemical and pesticide free. Do you know how long that they train for the distillery?
No.
5 years. It's a fine science that uses sight, sound and touch. We clean the distillery with peppermint oil and not the chemically harsh cleaners, and are aluminium free. Many don't think about these contaminants in the process of making oils. The name of our company is Young Living. It's founded by Gary Young, who's an amazing man, a farmer at heart. He had broken his back and was paralyzed. He found the oils to help with pain and his recovery. He now runs in marathons and enjoys jousting as a hobby. He and his wife Mary met each other later in life, and they used oils to deliver her first baby at 54 and her second at age 58. It's a family-run business, and we get to partake in it. Young Living is the world leader in therapeutic essential oils. Have you ever heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Okay, great. Okay, so that is our company. So I've just lost my script.
I'm going to pause right here.
Yeah.
Because I already know where the disconnects are. Okay. And this is something that I have found largely that has come up inside of this class. So it seems to be a cultural thing. It seems to be a cultural thing. And I'm not talking, you know, Australian or American or New Zealand culture. I'm talking about culture of this class and the culture of Young Living so far inside of this class. First of all, you sound great on the phone. And, of course, I'm so intrigued by your beautiful accent, which is very, very beautiful. Right off the bat, I just kind of felt like you were kind of down and kind of low. Entering into
I
the
always
conversation.
Get told I need to smile, so that might be part of it. I need to be
to be honest, yeah. No, it sounds like you're depressed. It doesn't sound serious. It sounds like you're depressed. Yeah,
okay.
Seriously. And so you just sound really, really low. Not low in volume.
Okay.
I'm saying low in energy, low in spirit. Just low in spirit.
Okay.
I wanna give you an example of it, okay? So I want you to feel what it feels like. You play the prospect here for a minute. Okay, so ring, ring.
Okay,
ring,
yep. Ring. Hello.
Hi, Larissa.
Hello.
Hi, Larissa, how's it going?
Yeah, it's good, thanks.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Not quite sure. Maybe just a little bit of information.
Yeah. Okay. So that's
one
way of entering the conversation. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go with the other way. Ring, mm-hmm. ring.
Hello.
Hi, Larissa.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, just a little bit of information about the company and, yeah, what you have.
Okay, so pause, let's pause right here. Can you feel the difference between those two examples?
I can. I just get really serious, I think, when I'm talking because I'm trying to think of what I'm saying, going to say ahead.
Well, you might want to stop thinking and just read with a smile. Just read with a smile because you don't have to think about what you're going to say. The script is right here. Okay.
Yeah.
So what was so interesting is that you followed my lead. So when I entered the conversations real low and down, you also were slower and down, right? And you actually more were like uncomfortable. And then in the second example, you're like, you were peppy and you followed. You followed my lead in the way that I led the conversation. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So that was the first one. The second was that there's a lot of ad-libbing with the scripts, which there's no reason to ad-lib. So you're using your own words. You're changing the words, and there's no reason to. This script has made hundreds of millions of dollars for people. Why would you want to change it?
Yeah.
Right? So, again, that is showing that you said, you know, yeah, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say. Like, exactly, which is hurting your performance when you don't need to think about what you're going to say, just follow the script.
Yeah.
Okay? So don't try to make it your own. It is your own. You bought it. You own it.
Yes.
The words are normal language. They don't need to be any different. They work great in anybody's mind, no matter what their educational level is or professional life is. Okay. You also have a nervous thing that you're saying again because you're thinking, and you say okay, cool, and it's because you're thinking.
Yeah.
All right. So those things happen. Now to the cultural thing. There's two things culturally that I'm watching with you guys as a team. Number one, largely you're not prepared.
Mm.
You guys are winging it. I mean, we're here on a process. So, again, what is this? I've seen this several times throughout this month, and you're winging it, which means you're coming to a class unprepared, which tells me, it shows me, that you're actually showing up and doing life unprepared. It's not, I mean, if you're here with me, and I'm your coach, and you paid a lot of money to get into this class, and you're not prepared, then what does that say for the business outside of this class?
Yeah.
Are we showing up to a presentation unprepared? Are we showing up? Are we forming people unprepared? Are we getting on the phone unprepared? There's a lot of winging it that's going on.
Mm.
And winging it is not going to build a phenomenal business. I mean, you might change a few lives. You might make a few dollars. But I'm talking about, like, let's build this thing. I mean, it's a $250 billion industry, of which how much was Young Living sales last year?
Hmm.
Do you not know?
No, I don't.
Okay. I mean, was it $1 billion? I don't know what the sales were. Was it $100 million? I'm not sure what the sales were, but I know it's not $250
billion.
Mm-hmm. Right? So that means that there's other leaders in the industry, meaning $250 billion is a humongous industry, and there's a lot of market share that's available for us. And so to me, what I'm seeing is that, okay, so let me ask you this. When someone is just – does a professor wing it when he's teaching and training the next generation to succeed?
No, not at all.
Okay. Not at all, right?
Mm.
And so give me an idea of professions that wing it.
I don't know, retail? I'm not sure, or I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, let's think, right? Let's think about that.
Mm.
such a great point, isn't it?
Mm.
Really such a great point to think about. What professions wing it?
Mm.
So Ken, if you were to work, you know, give me the name of your, let me just say Walmart. That's like a low end. I don't know if you guys have a Walmart there. I hope you don't.
We have Kmart.
You have Kmart. Okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's a minimum wage job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So on a minimum wage job, can those employees wing it?
No, not really. I wouldn't have thought so.
Not they can't? Case. If they wing it, do they get fired?
Yep.
Right? Should they be fired? Should they be fired if they wing it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about a restaurant. Can the employees, can the lowest man on the totem pole inside of a restaurant wing it?
No.
What about McDonald's?
No.
What minimum wage jobs can wing it?
I wouldn't have thought any.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're totally right. You're absolutely right. So isn't that interesting? Are you winging it in your Young Living business?
I think a bit, yeah.
You're a girl.
Yeah.
I think a bit. You are.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people are. Now, here's what's funny.
Yep.
If you want to wing it, now let me ask you this. Do you have children?
I have four, yep.
Can you wing it raising kids?
I've tried to do that, and it hasn't really worked very well. So, no.
Can you wing it in marriage?
No.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
So winging it gets people fired.
Yep.
It just does.
Mm.
And that's what happens to the, you know, what is it, 94%, 96% of the distributors inside of the company.
Yep.
Is that they're winging it, 94%.
Mm-hmm.
94% of them make a dollar a month or less because they're winging it. If we're going to build this, let me ask you, why are you in this business?
A couple of reasons. I think my main reason has been, you know, generally just to be really generous and just I want to share the chemical-free journey with people. But then also comes back to, like, more of a personal reasons as well. Yeah, just being able to get our family out of debt and, yeah, move on from where we've been and be able to, you know, raise my kids and have things that they need, not kind of live in the same sort of position that we have for so long.
Okay. So how serious are you about being able to pay off debt? And by the way, how much debt is there?
It's really bad because I don't know. Yeah, I've kind of left that side of things for my husband. I know it's there, but, yeah.
Is it 10,000? Is it 100,000? Is it a million?
Oh, no, like a mortgage. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So how serious are you about paying off that mortgage? And, don't answer the question yet, how serious are you about paying off the mortgage? How serious are you about being able to live differently than the way you've been living and being able to provide for your kids the way you want to provide for them?
Yeah, very serious.
Tell me why.
Well, at the moment, my husband has four jobs. So I really need to step up and, you know, make this work, I guess. That's, yeah.
So you're serious because your husband has four jobs?
Yeah, I need to be stepping up and giving more back to the family.
Mm. do you know that how you lead is how people will follow?
Yeah.
Do you know that winging
it very well? Yeah.
Well, and do you know that winging it is a sign of non-commitment?
Yeah.
So who you, again, the law of reaping and sowing is always in effect.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're sowing into the business, and everybody needs to be listening to this right now. It's not just Larissa. This is what I have found to be a consistent theme here this month, and that is commitment is the theme. Because there's a lot of winging it and unprepared. And those things, again, are a sign of no commitment. And if we're not committed, we're going to reap non-committed prospects. Whatever it is that we have to give is what we give. And if we're kind of messing around with this and we're just kind of, you know, playing around, you know, not really committed, I hope it works out. Well, then those are that's the sowing you're doing into your business. That's the time that you're sowing into it, your effort that you're sowing into it is non-commitment. Winging it. So therefore you will reap the prospects who are not committed and who might wing it, which then equals the 94% of the people who join Young Living to do what? Nothing with it. Nothing besides being a customer, which is not a bad thing. Being a customer is being a customer, but here's the bottom line. Go get a customer then. But if you're not committed to the business, you have no business working leads. So working cold leads is for the highly committed people. Mm-hmm. That's for the people who want to find those people that are going to build this as a business, who want to make, you know, 5-10 grand a month or 100 grand a month or whatever. They're looking for that very serious person that wants to grow into leadership. But if we're just committed to the place of winging it, then just go retail the product. Don't even mess around with cold leads. There's no reason to mess around with them. So in that case, instant customer goldmine would be the way to build your business just through warm market and lukewarm market. I'm not saying wing it with that, but I'm saying that until we have a stronger commitment to the business, we really shouldn't be working cold leads. And you know whether or not you have that kind of commitment. And honestly, Larissa, I am hearing you say, well, I guess I need to, I guess I should. There's no commitment in I guess I need to and I guess I should.
Yeah.
I guess I need to step up. You're not committed to stepping up to help your husband with paying off the mortgage or whatever. You're not at all. Because either you are or you're not. I guess I should be is not committed. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. You got 4 kids to raise. There's other ways and avenues to be able to help to pay off debt. There's other ways and avenues. If you don't want to use your Young Living business, you want to just become a customer, use it as a way to earn your oils for free or use it as a way where you could help some other people get healthy on a part-time basis. Well, then that would be doing parties, you know, at your home or doing parties at somebody else's home. That's what I said. Instant customer goldmine is really the path for someone who wants to make a few extra $100 a month. Every single month. That's what that is. So you kind of have a decision to make which direction you want to go in. Here's another thing. This is really important. And that was that the beginning of your company message was phenomenal. Wow, how impressive. But you actually turned that explanation of the company into a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too long. So if you go back to that appendix on page 54 of the script book, right, you see how short it is on page 55?
Yeah.
You wrote a really long script. And the point of the company track record is to not sell the company. It's just to give the highlighted bullet points. So that whole thing about oils and distillery and all that stuff, none of that stuff is necessary. So I want you to just go back to these 11 things that it says to do. State the company age, 23 years old. Give the company sales. The company sales needs to be included in there because that shows that you guys are a solid organization and successful. Is the company debt free? This is public information. that I'm pretty sure you can find out very easily, right?
Yeah.
So as you can see on page 55, so again, here's another thing. And Larissa, it's kind of time to get teachable here because there's nothing wrong with what has been used for for me, 27 years I've used the script.
Yep.
I've helped hundreds of thousands of other people use the script and to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars for hundreds of companies. And so it will work for Young Living as it has already worked for Young Living. And so, look, we are a five-year-old, $500,000 corporation. We have tens of thousands of representatives internationally. We are currently doing business in. So just follow that thing. You don't want in other words, I was finding myself wanting to hang up because I already got my answers. I already got my answers. You're an oil business.
Yeah.
So you want that. You want to sell them in the presentation, not in this initial contact. You want to just show that the company is solid.
Okay.
Okay. So if you follow the outline there, now some of those things that you said are perfect for a presentation, really perfect for a presentation. Okay. The question of, do you know how long it takes to get certified as a distiller? That doesn't matter to anybody. The answer is no. And it's not only no, and it's guess what else? I don't care.
Yeah.
Just because that statement matters to you doesn't mean it matters to anyone. How it's distilled, how long it takes to do something, it doesn't matter to people. That's getting into the ingredients, and you're caring about sharing your knowledge more than you're caring about finding what really matters to this prospect and leading the prospect to the business through their own needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, so you want to use, you want to shrink that sucker way down.
Okay.
Way, way down. It shouldn't even take, it shouldn't even take 30 seconds. Okay. And like I said, you had some great stuff in there for a presentation, but not for the company track record. The company track record is not the company presentation. So I'm really glad that you went through that because then I'm like, oh, okay, maybe there's a few other people who are doing that too. I mean, I don't know if you created that on your own, but if there are, like, hold on, this is not a company presentation yet. That's what we're scheduling appointments for them. So you gave me too much information, which answered my questions, and I can say up front, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Do you get that response often?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's why. It's because the presentation has to be set up following presentation success system. There's a logical and psychological way that presentations are supposed to be developed. If they're going to be great presentations. If you're going to wing it, well, then you can forget about it. You're going to work so hard and get very little results. We're talking about the difference between a professional versus somebody who's doing this as a hobby. Hobbies, I'm trying to think of what hobbies you can do where you just wing it. I can't think of any. If I just wing my hobby of snowboarding, I'm probably going to kill myself.
You
know what I mean? Like, if my hobby is flying an airplane, I certainly would kill myself if I'm winging it in an airplane. If my hobby is crocheting, I'm probably not going to end up with a sweater that fits anybody. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. We think about what, if my hobby is baking, if I'm going to wing it, not so sure it's going to turn out so good all the time.
Mm.
It might sometimes, but it might other times might end ending up in the trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, so that's got to be shrunk down. And then it would be about, again, in presentation success system, it tells you how to lay out your presentation and how to ask the right questions that end in a yes answer. You don't want to ask a no question, right? How many people know how long it takes for the distillation of the oils? Nobody, which means majority of the people are going to say no. You don't want them saying no.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ask a question. You want the question resulting in a yes.
Yep.
In a presentation. Okay. All right. Awesome. Just keep reading the script. Okay. So when somebody asks you, do you have capital set aside to start your business? I say, well, how much does it take? Just keep reading the script.
Okay.
Just keep going.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So it flows perfectly, and the script was written that way on purpose for that way. So do you have capital set aside to start your business? Well, how much do I need? Well, you know, Larissa, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. And there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Larissa, how serious are you about starting a home business? So it flows perfectly. In fact, the script flows perfectly no matter what question you get when, if you just keep
reading. What if you're not getting much of an answer from the person? Like, you know, some people I've spoken to.
I think we already know.
Give you everything. Just keep going.
No, listen, listen, listen. The reason why you're getting some people that aren't is because you're starting so low and down and thinking while you should be talking. So they're following your lead, okay?
Okay.
So they're being serious and quiet because you're being serious and quiet, right?
Okay, yep.
So if you follow the directions I just gave you, that immediately is going to change. Here's another place I want you to spend more time. So you have an interest in kids, and it was obvious. Because the place that you asked me the most questions was about my daughter.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? I'm a cocktail waitress. In your mind, you already know what that is, so you didn't ask any further questions.
Okay.
Am I a cocktail waitress in a bar? Am I a cocktail waitress in a fine dining restaurant? Am I a cocktail waitress in a cheap saloon? Am I a cocktail waitress at a stripper club? Do you understand? There are only different forms. Am I a cocktail waitress at a hotel? Am I a cocktail waitress in a small pub? Am I a cocktail waitress in a large restaurant? Am I a cocktail waitress in a small restaurant? All of those have different dynamics. Am I the cocktail waitress that wears a perfectly black uniform with a long apron, very professional? Or am I the girl in a thong and knit and fishnet stockings?
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of different places you can be a cocktail waitress. Am I a low-end cocktail waitress or am I the high-end cocktail waitress? Who is my clientele? What is it that we serve? So again, here's what happens. When we are the focus, and I'm trying to get the, you know, I'm trying to get the script right. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say next. When we are on the throne, we're not genuinely interested in the person on the other end of the phone. When we become genuinely interested in the other person on the phone, guess what? All those questions naturally come out of your mouth.
The one person that I've had like that has just told me a whole life story, basically. So,
And they open up, and you're wanting to get that information. You're wanting to see if they are the kind of person that it is that you want to be working with. Okay, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Okay, so those are some improvements that are going to change everything. And again, you really have to decide if you really want to build this.
Yeah.
You really have to make that decision. And if you are, then winging it has got to be trash canned and stepping it up and making that commitment of, okay, this week I want to make X amount of dollars. Therefore, I'm going to talk to X amount of people and do X amount of presentations. Where do I find the place that I feel most confident in? Is it doing parties? Is it sharing the product itself? Because, again, a lot of people, I mean, I see a lot of you guys, and there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just saying rethink it a little bit, and what would happen if we kind of looked at the option of, if we're going to retail, then retail that product. If we're going to sign people up, then that's to build a business or to build a client base so that person can earn their product for free. And not everybody needs to do that. There's a lot of people that are willing to pay full retail on that product. Therefore, you guys get paid more money, and it's fair. That's fair business to build.
Yeah.
And if that person ends up sending referrals, which if you use the referral script, if you use our whole follow-up system, if you use Instant Customer Goldmine, you are going to have people sending you referrals. You'll never run out of leads using Instant Customer Goldmine. You'll never run out of leads. So, therefore, then it's about, well, yeah, if I'm looking for people who want to make money, then them becoming a distributor makes perfect sense. But if I'm just wanting to share the oils, then share them retail. Make more money so that you can do the important things you want to do in life. And if they say they can't afford it, well, then you handle that objection and put their health goals right back in front of them again. And then tell stories of people who use the oils to get the health benefits. handle the objection if I can't afford it. Don't immediately go, okay, well, you want it wholesale? Don't immediately discount your product.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Larissa, man, this was really awesome. This was a great session. I think a lot of people, this is going to help. And it's a really good question. All the questions that I've asked you, I think, are important ones for you to sit and ponder. Am I serious about this or not?
Yeah.
Yep. And what do I really want to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. Carrie, let's bring in Becky next, please.
Okay. Becky, your line's open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi,
I'm
Becky.
Back.
Okay.
I have my script. First of all, just total arrow to the heart when you said unprepared. And I think that's so true. So I will be making sure that I'm prepared. I am using the closing script, the follow-up and closing script on page 22 of their original script book.
But this is the prospecting class. So we're talking about prospecting, not closing. So what script did you use to prospect these? You had 56 dials.
I used the prospecting script in the supplemental. And
which
I mean,
page?
I'm sorry. I used the prospecting script on 16.
Okay.
And then the follow-up, I did the follow-up because I got them to a presentation. But
okay,
then
so
he
Becky?
Didn't.
Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are these cold market leads?
Yeah, they're cold market.
Okay.
I meant to correct you on that.
Yeah, this.
But
this
I did, but my follow-up, yeah, so I guess I thought my warm market was, lukewarm market was I guess they're cold leads if they're just, yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, hold on. A cold lead is a purchase lead or you are cold calling
yes.
out of a phone book.
I purchased them.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I purchased
perfect.
Them. And then the person I wasn't able to close, I was able to get to a presentation. And then I got objections, and he ended up turning into a referral instead of I didn't close him.
Okay. So then warm market are the people you are already familiar with. Lukewarm market
yes.
are people that you've just met while you're out and about doing situational prospecting from page 38.
Okay.
Page 38.
Okay.
Okay, what you saw me do on stage when you were at First Steps. And Becky, you need to get your butt back to First Steps.
I'm working on that.
No, you're not. You're going to Disney World. You're not working on it. Don't even try to give me an excuse. Either you do it or you don't. Okay, you know how many people that we have who have gone from zero to six figures and millions who made the commitment, I'm not missing a single event. And that's how they got to that kind of income. That's how they were able to build it. That's how they paid off their mortgages. How? When they were sitting in that First Steps, they registered for the next one and didn't give themselves an out. None of them could afford it in the beginning. None of them could work it out in the beginning. But in the end, what are they? Financially independent. Do you understand? So it's about a commitment.
Yep.
Am I serious or not?
Yep.
I'm working on it means you're not working on it. So again, I'm going to bring it back to here. Everything I said to Larissa applied directly to you.
Yep.
Okay? So we can't expect to get qualified, committed prospects if we are not qualified and committed ourselves. So when you say that guy gave you objections, well, you just started to do the same thing with me. We reap what we sow.
Mm-hmm.
So he can give you the objection of, I don't have the money. Or I can work on getting the money. I could work on getting started because those same objections are coming out of your mouth. Remember, we attract who we are. So how do we change what we're attracting? We change us. We change our commitment level.
Yep.
We get focused. We get determined. That doesn't happen by yourself sitting at home. That happens by congregating with a group of very committed, very determined, very serious people who are actively working through their crap and actively working on their goals. Right? Birds
yes,
of a
ma'am.
Feather flock together.
Flock
okay?
together. Yep.
They do. They do. And anyway, okay, so these were cold market. And yes. If you're, so how many times did you read page 16?
Four times.
Okay. And then so the other two conversations were warm market?
No, they were cold market, but they hung up on me.
Of course.
Before I could get through the script.
Cool. I'm so proud of you. Some people would quit after that.
Nope.
Good job.
I had to get my dials in. I was hoping to role play.
That's awesome.
I had to get my dials up.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and start from the top.
From the prospecting
ring, ring. Yep.
Hi, Dani. How's it going?
Good.
This is Becky. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I'm going to stop right here.
Yes.
Okay, ready? I'm going to do it back to you. Okay, you ready? Ring, ring.
Oh. Hello?
Hi, Becky. How's
yes.
it going? This is Dani. I'm calling
Good.
You back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be listening to. I'm reading this crap.
Did I do
that?
Okay, that's great. Let me dramatize it a little bit better for you. Ready? Let's try again. Ring, ring.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Becky.
Yes?
How's it going?
Good.
This is Dani. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Okay, I sound like a recording. Is that what
you're
trying to say? Okay.
You totally changed.
I'm nervous.
Hold on. Okay, you're right. You're nervous. However, why would nervousness all of a sudden change Becky, who's talking to me right now and not nervous and just being herself, to as soon as she went and started reading the script, she sounded like a recording? Give me a break. Nice excuse. You're laughing with me here. You're being yourself with me here. But as soon as you went to the script, you turned into a different person.
Okay. Can we try again?
Can you just be yourself?
Yes, I'll be myself.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
All right, ring, ring. Hello?
Hi, Dani. How's it going?
Why did you all of a sudden get quiet? Hi, Dani. How's it going?
Oh, am I supposed to? Okay, I'll start over. Okay, just ring, ring. Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hi, Dani, how's it going? This is Becky. I'm calling you back. You requested more information working from home. What can I do for you?
Okay, that was much better. That was much, much better.
I always struggle with that part. That's not the part I had a question on. Anyway.
Yeah, you do. You do struggle on that because you had two out of six hang up on you. Okay, do you know the woman, you know the story that I tell of the woman who had 3,000 dials and zero anything happened?
Yes. Yes.
She had hundreds of people hang up on her on the first line. Hundreds more that hung up on her on this first four lines. By the time she got to what can I do for you? Beep, 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 beep. They just freaking hung up on her. And I didn't know that when I went to role play with her in a prospecting class, like I'm role playing with you right now. When she came in, I called on her. She had a lot of dials. I called on her. She reads that first line. I'm like, up, hang up. She's like, that happens to me every day, all day. I'm like, oh. Well, that's exactly what I was provoked to do, was to hang up on you. Why? Because you sound like a telemarketer. Don't sell like a telemarketer. Just be Becky. Be genuinely interested in the person. The reason why we sound like a telemarketer is because we're trying to act like something that we're not. Be you. Be the best at being you. Who you are is good enough to get results.
Okay.
Let's keep going. Yes, I have a piece of paper and a pen.
To save us
time, I need to ask. Come out, sorry.
Yes.
I need to mention one other thing. The only thing I would change with that second example that you did is that I need you to let me answer the question. Don't just run over me. Okay? So let's try it one more time.
Okay.
From the top. Okay? And,
okay.
And mind you, the woman who now is a multimillionaire known all over the world, she was 0 for $3,000 in a prospecting class just like this.
Okay, good to know.
And she sucks. She sucks for a really long time, too. That's really bad.
Maybe that's why I didn't dial my other 200 leads.
Oh. Did I just hear another
excuse?
Yeah, why not?
I'm just saying that's probably why. I just realized why I didn't call the other 200 leads because I didn't want to get on that one. Okay. All right. I'm done with excuses. Let's do this.
So, ring, ring. Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going? This is Becky.
Good.
I'm calling you back.
Wait, you didn't let
you
me
requested
ask the
more
question again.
There isn't enough. How's it? Okay.
How's it going? Question mark. Bing, let me answer the question. It's not a period. Question mark. Get your highlighter out and highlight that little tiny thing. I don't even know what you call that. The grammar symbol. I don't know what that is. Okay, let's try it again.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Becky. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Okay. What do you guys have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and grab the paper?
I said I did have a piece of paper and a pen, and you obviously didn't like it!
I never pre-script like this. I don't know what's happening.
Don't hold it. Time out. Don't say you never, because you had
this
two people hung up on you.
Stop.
This is not the first time you've read this script. You've read this script how many times?
A lot.
How many times? 100?
Probably like 300, 400 times.
So proud of you. Oh, my gosh. I want to hug your neck. I'm so proud of you. Good job. Therefore, you just lied to me saying you've never done this.
No, I've never added that line. I'm very bad with pauses. Sorry. Terrible. This is the brutalness I was talking about, people, in my Facebook Live. It's brutal watching this happen. Live.
Right. I love it. Okay. So, yes, you said, do you have a paper, pen and paper handy? I said yes.
Ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a dress shop.
How long have you worked there?
About 3 months.
What do you like about it?
I work with my best friend and her mom. So it's like a really, I don't know, it's a really comfortable environment. And my best friend is super funny, so she makes me laugh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What do you dislike about it? What do you dislike about it?
What do I dislike about it? I need to make more money.
Yeah. I hear that.
Okay.
Are you thinking about replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I need to supplement it.
Are you married?
No.
Do you have children?
One on the way.
Congratulations. When are you due?
Yeah. April 30th.
That's awesome. My son's birthday is on April 22nd.
Oh, really?
It's a great time to have a baby. It's a great time to have a baby.
Is it? Wow, that's amazing. How old is your son?
He's seven.
He's
great. He's my birthday baby.
He's your what? Earth Day.
He's my Earth Day baby.
Wow.
He was born
What's
on Earth
name?
Day. Henry.
Mm-hmm. Henry.
Do you have any names picked out? Do you have any names picked out for yours?
Yeah. So is he your only child?
No, I have two other ones. They're
How
not born
they?
In April though.
Uh-huh.
12 and 7.
You know you have completely lost this conversation, right?
I know, but I don't know. I know she's doing this on purpose. Like, I'm going to make this a hot mess call so everyone can know what not to do from the beginning to the end. But she's totally doing this on purpose. Anyway.
I love you. I love
okay,
you.
Okay, so no
adding
questions.
Okay. No. You are supposed to. No. You are supposed to add questions. That's why I said some. See the word some? Some questions to ask are. Okay, so you are supposed to ask questions, but that's not how you lost this conversation. I'm going to tell you how you lost the conversation. You started talking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you lost the conversation.
Yep.
Let me tell you the first place where I said, you said, what do you not like about it? I need to make more money. Oh, I hear that. That was the first place that you lost it. Does the prospect
I didn't even
care
catch
if
that
you
one.
Hear me? Does the prospect care if you hear it?
No.
No.
Tell me more about that.
Exactly!
How much more do you want to make? But then I'm totally off the script.
No, but look, some questions to ask are. Because you're supposed to ask more.
Okay.
And tell me more about that is your always knee-jerk reaction.
Okay.
That's always the safest one to say. Tell
okay.
me more about that. Not even how much more do you want to make. No, tell me more about that. Now you're going to find my need.
Okay.
Okay?
So tell me more about that.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. I love working with my best friend and her mom. She makes me laugh. Tell me more about that. Here's another thing. Here's another thing. I've only been at that job for 3 months.
I didn't ask you.
What did I do before? I mean, how are you going to know
okay.
if I'm a qualified prospect that you're interviewing to see if we're going to have a business working relationship? You are trying to sell me, Becky. You are not interviewing me.
Okay.
You're just trying to butter me up so that I like you. If I like you, then maybe I'll buy something from you.
You're right. You're absolutely
yeah.
right.
Yeah. That you know what that is? That's like prostitution.
No, but this is good. But it's good to know how I am. How, you know, I mean, you can't learn this unless you actually walk through the script with you.
Because I always
just read it. I don't watch other people do the script. So this is so valuable. Thank you.
I'm so glad. And let me just speak into that for a minute, because some people, like, this is helpful for you. You're a hands-on learner, right?
I'm a ruby.
You're a hands-on
and
learner.
And a sapphire. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a hands-on learner. You have to be walked through and showed, okay? Showed how. Other people can listen to what's going on with somebody else, and they get it. They can learn it that way.
Mm.
You and I are the same kind of learner. I have to be shown. I have to physically touch it, see it, feel it in order to learn that way. Okay, so, you know, like, some of the people in this class are like you, and some are not. They're hearing it going, woo, I think I'm doing that. Now, let me say this. Here's what I want all of you guys to do this next week, is I want you to record yourself prospecting. If you record yourself prospecting, you go back and you listen to it, then you'll see what you're doing. And then you'll see if whether or not you are actually caring about that prospect or if you're just waiting to be able to talk about yourself. And in this case, Becky, you were waiting to talk about yourself.
And sell you stuff. Don't forget, selling you stuff too.
I love you.
Okay. By the way, Danny, when I met you at First Step, I was the Asian one that sat at Dynasty and started crying in front of you because I couldn't get my husband to let me do the business. And you told me to do Time Secrets.
Wow. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
There was only 1,000 other people
Still have
there,
to get
Becky.
Back to I know. But I mean, you know, I guess a lot of people cry when they talk to you too, so that's really discerning. Okay. But yeah, okay. So it's really, I'm not good at listening, in case you couldn't tell. So I just need to wait for them to answer and then ask questions that dive deeper into, like, take my time going through the script.
It's not so much about taking your time, because you have such a beautiful, bubbly personality, and that's wonderful. But the point is, baby girl, is this. You need to get your ass back the first step. For sure. Because you had forgotten some things that you learned. You just told me you were at
my
dynasty.
Husband is
you were
so
listening.
My husband
listening
is so anti.
Oh, hold on. Again, this is an excuse. And guess why he's anti? Because his needs are not being met. That's why. The
yep.
same reason why the prospect is not saying yes is because their needs are not being met. It's the same
mm-hmm.
thing. So go back to your MP3s.
Uh-huh.
From your event and start practicing what you learned. Okay, so here, let's go here. And I love you. I just freaking uh-huh. love you. I could feel like I could totally hang out with you. I love funny people because I am not funny at all. Like, I suck at fun and funny. And I love being around funny, fun people because they make me have fun and they make me laugh. And you have made me laugh a lot in the last 15 minutes. Okay, so let's get on with this. So if my okay. focus, okay, if my focus is interviewing this prospect to see if it's somebody that I want to be in business with for the long haul, then I'm going to be looking
yes.
for what kind of traits?
Dependability, hard work, ethic, commitment. And passion and fun.
Okay, so based on the questions that you asked me, do you know if I'm any of these things?
No.
You don't, which means that you've got to ask more questions to find out, am I the person? I want everyone to do this. I want all of you guys that if you are putting your focus on, okay, let's do both of these things, okay? Let's outline who am I looking to go into business with? Who is the ideal person that I want to work with? You just said, Becky, I want someone that's dependable, hardworking, committed, passionate, and fun. That's who you want to work with in business. Now, who is your ideal customer? What kind of customer do you want to be associated with?
People that love their family, people that love wellness, people that want to change their life for the better, people that want to, you know, impact the world, people that love other people and love on families.
That's who you want your customer to be?
Yeah. Well, I mean, oh,
okay.
I guess my customer, I want somebody that's going to buy products and send me referrals. No, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm thinking bigger picture, right? Like I want people that love these products as much as me and that need to be saved from all these chemicals and people
yeah.
that are just going to, you know, whose lives will be changed because of this and people
okay.
that want to make a change.
Okay, so hold on. You're so on the right track here, okay? You need to identify who you want as a customer. So one easy way to do it is that do you have any customers already?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So with the customers that you have, do you have one that is your absolute favorite to work with?
Right now, yes.
Okay. And can you describe that customer to me?
She's a brand new business builder. She just,
no,
she's a friend from a long
time. Hold on, time out. I didn't say business builder. I said customer.
Okay, customer. Okay. Yes. So she's a party promoter.
She has a ton of friends. She's spiritual, so she loves God. She's a great sister in Christ. She loves on her family. She's super loyal. She works really hard. She always takes on more than she should just to keep the peace for all the people around her. She doesn't take care of herself. And so when she started using the oils, it was, I felt so good giving her something that could make her feel better so that she was taken care of. Because she never took care of herself. Like, these are the, that's why I love working with moms, parents,
okay, hold on.
Special needs kids. Okay.
All right. So, your ideal customer is someone that has tons of friends, large set of influence. Okay. Someone who loves God, someone who's hardworking, someone that doesn't take care of themselves and are spread thin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And someone who's a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be like your top customer. You're going to have a whole bunch of other customers in between this. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that she's loyal?
Yes.
Okay. So when you are communicating your product to people, you're interviewing to see if this person is this ideal customer.
Oh.
When
I never thought
are,
about customers being interviewing.
Well,
like sorting.
That's what happens when you continue to go back to first steps again and again and again and again and again. That's what happens. Each of them, there's a different theme. And these kind of things fly right out of my mouth from the stage. We've been working on the ideal customer all of 2017. That's what we worked on in 2017. It's who is your ideal customer? Who is the ideal person that you want to recruit to your business? Okay? So when you picture that ideal customer, you're interviewing to see, is this the one that I'm looking for? When you're recruiting for the business, you need to find out if they're dependable, hardworking, committed, passionate, and fun.
Okay.
So now watch. So now when you go to communicate on Facebook, and when you're going to communicate with any type of advertising you would do, you're going to talk to this ideal customer. And you would say things like what? What would you be speaking to attract her who is spread thin?
Do you want me to say that now or just think about it?
Say something now.
Are you tired?
Yep.
Do you just want a solution? Have you tried everything and nothing has worked?
Yep.
Are you tired of struggling?
Yep.
Do you want to just be happy and live your life? Is every day an uphill battle?
These are the things that you would be communicating. Okay? And even getting granular and specific about the kids. So here's something that I did in radio, for example. My radio training taught me to create an avatar and to write 50 things about my avatar, give my avatar a name. And when I first started radio 9 years ago, it was on a woman's radio only station, which was disgusting for me personally. But that was the door that opened. So I walked through it. And so, it was a 2-hour daily program. And so my avatar's, her name was Rebecca. And basically I pretend that I formed a Rebecca, right? Her name's Rebecca. She had 3 kids. She worked at a doctor's office. She was divorced and remarried. She's flirting with her boss, who is not her husband. She wears Lucky jeans. She shops at the mall every weekend. She gets takeout 3 times a week. So therefore, when I would go to do my radio presentation every day, I was talking to Rebecca, one person. So I would say things like, hey, I just saw you bat your eyes at your boss. You know that's the path to getting divorced the 3rd time.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you are. There you are. You're in your car with your 3 kids. Your 3 kids are bickering with each other. one just hit the other. Are you sick and tired of being the referee?
Danny, there's no way you are where you are because that just happened, and you must be sitting in my back seat of my car right now.
Right.
Wow. That is, wow. That's
so this
good.
Is how you communicate with blogging, and Facebook is a blog. So you're not always selling the oils, but you're creating the need for it. You're putting salt on the wound.
Okay.
Literally putting salt on the wound by talking about the scenario, right? So I had 50 things written about her. Mm-hmm. What kind of skincare she used, where her favorite food was. So I would talk about those very specific things. I still do. I still do this. I do this at First Steps. Okay, which is why everyone thinks I'm just talking to them. Because I'm talking to that person that is our ideal customer.
Okay.
Okay?
Wow.
So when it comes to retailing, it's about, okay, so the best kind of customer you're looking for is, you know, that promoter that has tons of friends, all that kind of stuff, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, that customer becomes a wholesale user, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that person eventually becomes a distributor and maybe even eventually mm-hmm. starts building she eventually builds a business with you. All right.
Yeah.
So if that's the kind of customer you're looking for, then that's what you're interviewing for.
Okay.
The point of form is to interview and see if this is that ideal customer or to see where they fall in line. All right. Now, There are five different types of distributors inside of every business, okay? Insider secrets. You own that, right?
No. I have customer insider, that's on my list.
That's so awesome. Yeah, it's powerful. Because insider secrets are going to point out that it's 2 hours of training on this very specific thing and how to identify them. So you have your you have your wholesale user. You have your social distributor, you have your seasonal distributor, you have your part-time distributor, and you have your full-time distributor. Each one of these are a separate profile. The wholesale user uses and never tells anyone about it.
Okay.
That's the wholesaler. So every time you're talking to somebody and you're interviewing a prospect for your product, to me, if you're going to be a wholesale user, they might as well be a retail customer.
Yes. Yes.
It's a real business. Make real profits. So the wholesale user it needs to be somebody that's referring business to them and making money to earn their product for free. But if we have a wholesale user that is not referring any business to earn their product for free, then we fail.
Mm-hmm.
We failed them, and we cheated ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So all we did was
I just listened to your referral piece in Instant Customer Gold. I'm on my second time through the CDs, and it just opened up my eyes on how you can blow up your retail, like the wholesale users. And we've been having a huge dialogue on the Facebook page about what exactly are we talking about, because they don't promote retail at Young Living, but now they're doing this new model in May that's going to make it easier for people to retail. And it made me kind of think, listening to Instant Customer Goldmine, that we need to be limiting. I have limited time. Everyone here has limited time. So we need to be focusing our activity on putting people, moving them towards the business or just getting them the product and not investing emotionally in trying to get those people to do the business.
Right.
Because
they want
that
they
line
don't.
Has been so blurred. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's very blurry.
With this
it's
area.
Very blurry.
And also I think the track record's not there to develop the retailer. So, okay, sorry. I'm taking notes. So the wholesaler,
uses and doesn't talk.
Okay.
Okay. The social distributor.
So we're
uses,
trying to build them. Okay.
The social distributor, again, each one of these has a different profile. So when you listen to Insider Secrets, you're going to learn about these five different types of people that you have already in your business and how to motivate those five people. Who they are, what they do, what they don't do, but they all say something. We get distracted with what they say instead of watching mm-hmm. what they do. And so therefore, okay. when you are recruiting customers, or whether they're wholesale or retail or not, doesn't matter, you now will be able to see, okay, this is a wholesale user in front of me. So you'll mm-hmm. know what to mm-hmm. invest and what not mm-hmm. to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a social,
oh my gosh,
this
that's
is a social
so good.
One in front of me. Then you know what not to invest and what to invest. So there's a strategy
so
for
good.
All five of these different people. Oh, it's very powerful. There's a different
oh
strategy
gosh,
for each one
so
of these people.
Wow.
So that you stop,
okay.
like you said, investing emotionally into the wrong people.
Yes, 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 exactly.
Okay. So your ideal, your best customer is the one that you just said, but then I want you to mm-hmm. look at who is the majority of the customers that you have. Who's the
okay.
vast majority? Really look at what is the habits of the vast majority of your customers?
Well, I sold them, Danny. I was being slimy, and I sold them. So all my first year of enrollment, like 60% of them went to zero.
There you go.
Like yeah. I went back after First Steps, enrolled 8 to 10 people in 3 hours after I got back from First Steps, just on my testimony of Danny Johnson. It didn't even have anything to do with Young Living.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, I have seen the light. I am seeing a purpose. And all those people, just from that energy on that call, said, where do I get me a kid?
Yep.
And I was just, but I wasn't selling. I was just so
mm-hmm.
excited
sharing. Yep.
about applying the principles.
Yeah.
And they just like, it was like left. And then I had people chasing me down that I had been trying to enroll. Calling
exactly.
me, I kept being like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you. I'm busy with my family. I was like, full bore, time
yep.
secrets. And I did not
yep.
talk to anyone. I said, I cannot talk. You are going to need to schedule me. I have time for you in 3 days at this time. Let me know if that works. And then I moved on because every minute of my day was scheduled.
Yep.
And my marriage was amazing. He ended up sending me 10 days after I got back from First Steps to Dynasty in LA.
Well, there you, so I guess you have a, so I guess my recommendation was correct. Wasn't it? And I guess my hunch was
to,
you need to get your butt back to First Steps.
Yeah, I'm going
to
start doing Dynasty Crits again to get there.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, so that's all.
Okay.
I'm going to leave this right here with you.
Thank you.
Because again, the focus is that prospect. The focus is their needs. The focus is discovering
mm-hmm.
who they are and seeing whether or not it's a fit. Period.
So good. Thank you so much, Danny.
Not selling.
Hope you have
but
a blessed day.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to talk to you. Okay, Carrie, the next
okay.
person that I would like to role play with is Alana Robinson Bailey.
Let me find her real quick.
Okay. Alana, press number one so she can find you easily. Please.
There she is. Alana, your line's open.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, how are you, lady?
I'm doing lovely. How are you doing?
Good. Okay. All righty, so what do I have? I'm coming onto your thing. We have lukewarm market, 7 hours, 31 dials, 10 conversations, 3 to a presentation. Let's go ahead and see what's going on. So lukewarm market, you've randomly ran into these people, collected phone numbers by phoning them?
Yes, from a trade show. And raffle.
Okay, perfect.
Raffle form that they filled out.
Okay, that's fabulous. Okay, so whatever script it is that you use with those 7 people, let's do that one now together. Just tell me what page
okay,
it is so that everyone can follow along.
I did a combination of the trade show script, which is in the book on page, in the supplemental book on 46, coupled with the product script that's actually in the back of the original one.
With the product script?
Well, not the product retail phone script.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Alana calling from, this is Alana. We're just doing a quick courtesy call. We met at the Christ Community Fellowship Church outdoor rum sale.
Yeah.
How did you hear about the rum sale?
I heard about it from a friend.
Oh, awesome. So did you enjoy it?
I did.
Oh, awesome. Are you from around that area?
I am.
Oh, cool. Now, on your raffle entry form, you requested more information regarding essential oils. All I need to do is ask you a few questions to figure out what products to direct you to.
Okay.
What are you currently experiencing that you would like to change or remedy?
Okay, can we turn out really quick? I have some questions. I want to make sure
what?
I want to make sure that we are on the same page. So when these people met you at a trade show, did they know that you are essential oils and they purposely gave you their phone number because they wanted more information on essential oils?
Yes, they did. They were filling out the raffle form and then it has check boxes on it, so they check if they're interested in general wellness, doing the business, or different types of products like skincare or whatever was on the list.
Okay. Do you have that form with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I want to maybe see what I can do to modify that and make it even better.
Okay.
Because, hold on one second. I want to, perhaps, take something off of there.
Okay.
That could inhibit people from filling that thing out.
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so at the top it says a raffle entry form and the winner is, and it asks for all of the information, and then it said, I would like more information on the following. And it says, please check what applies. So it's general wellness, brain health, learning disabilities, pregnancy and childbirth, babies and children, depression and anxiety, stress, pain, infections, cold and flu, immune system, digestion, skin, respiratory, oral hygiene, and then vision, hormones, weight loss, first aid, beauty care, pet care, gardening, business opportunity, join only, other, or host a class.
Okay, those last two things I would take out. How many people have checked that box, actually?
Actually, none.
Exactly.
Check
so take it
box.
Off. So what that does automatically is it probably scares some people off, and they once they hit that, they may even like go, nope, I'm not putting this in there. This person's going to try to recruit me.
Okay, and that was business opportunity and drawing only or drawing only and other?
Okay, so business opportunity, take that out.
Okay.
And then what was the other thing?
Drawing only, other, and then
join
the class.
What do you mean, join only?
Like they want to be entered into the raffle and then nothing else.
Okay, then that needs to be communicated clearly, right?
Okay.
Because the join tells me thinking that I'm going to join something, and versus enter the thing only.
Drawing, drawing.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If it's background noise, I'm actually at Anderson for an event, and I'm taking the call in the lobby. So I think they just broke for lunch.
Gotcha. Okay. So the and then it was host a party. Take that out.
Host a class. Okay.
Host a class. Take that out.
Okay.
All right, cool. So then you had an other... Well, and you don't need this. You don't need to. Why do I need to check a box saying that I want the drawing only?
I have no idea. I mean, this is just the form that I got.
You got from somebody
it,
else.
So that's what it had.
Okay.
Yeah, from somebody
yeah.
else. So I was just leveraging the form.
Okay. So they're obviously putting their name in, so that's an obvious.
Right.
So take that one out.
Okay.
And the reason is, I mean, come on, if you actually, as yourself, if all of us went and looked at some of our forms, and looked at some of our scripting as a customer, you know what I mean? Like, if you were hit up with that same form, what would you think?
Well, I'll probably skip that part.
Right? And then I'm busy. I get frustrated that you're asking me too many questions.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, there's some questions on there that just don't, they're just not necessary. Okay, so host a party, interested in the business. You don't need the, you know, just enter the drawing. That's obvious. They put their name on it. They didn't check any other box. It's obvious they just want to enter the drawing.
Yep. Okay, cool.
All right, awesome. All right, that was good. All right, I like that. So they already know that you're essential oils, which is great. That was the main thing I needed to make sure, so that there is a connection with the lead. All righty. You did a great job, by the way, in that first paragraph. I love that script, even though I wrote it. I really love it. I love this one. I do. All right, so you're wanting to retail product to this person, correct?
Yes.
And you're wanting to do that over the phone?
Well, either over the phone or give them to a live presentation.
You need to make up your mind before you enter that conversation. Because if you're quickly going over to the other, the retail script, that means you're trying to retail some product over the phone, which can be done. And this retail script is very powerful. I've had thousands of people with 100% closing ratio with this retail script. Thousands of them. And my failures will have a 50% closing ratio with that retail script. Okay. So you have to decide if you want to send them to a presentation or if you want to retail product to them.
Okay.
And so do you have a retail presentation?
Yes, I have a retail presentation.
How long is it?
I scheduled a presentation on Saturday that I invited people to, but no one showed up. And it was going to be how to stay wealthy. I mean, not wealthy, but healthy during this season. And it was going to average probably about 30 minutes.
Okay, that's probably too long for a product presentation. That's a fixed presentation. Now, okay, if that's what you have, you can be testing it. Have you sent anybody to that presentation?
I sent a couple people to Dr. Mary's presentation.
Okay. You know what, baby girl? There is a lot of noise in your background, and it's really distracting.
Okay. Hold
on. Is there another place you could walk to? Yeah, it's too loud. I know they have a conference room. If their conference room is available, maybe go in there. Go somewhere. Get away from all those loud people.
I'm moving. Okay, is that better?
No. Still, so there's a man's voice that is carrying really strong.
The conference room is a fool.
Maybe step outside. I'm sure the weather's nice. It's Las Vegas. I know. It's a busy city, though. Okay. So if you're wanting to send them to a presentation, which I think is a great idea, but do I have 30 minutes? And by the way, Alana, if these people are local, then I would be inviting them to a live presentation. A live presentation is going to have the best, perhaps, have some great, your greatest ratios.
Okay.
Is maybe inviting them to a live one. I wouldn't call it that. I wouldn't call it a presentation. I wouldn't say I'm sending you to a presentation. It's like, come and check out the information that you requested. Because they did. If they checked this box about their health, they requested information about that, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah. So then, there you go. That's better. So you can invite them to, because again, if it's a local trade show, these are local people, then, you know, shoot. You can meet with them one-on-one. You can set up a presentation one-on-one as you've dug in and found their needs. And or a group presentation. I wouldn't say come to a group presentation. It would just be
hey, let's get together. I'll get you the information that you requested. And or you just go straight into a retail version of the script, the Young Living version, whatever one it is that you're doing. So you're saying that Mary, Dr. Mary, had a retail presentation.
Well, I was doing a combination of both of them. So I was sending people to Dr. Mary's presentation because I got confused when you spoke with a couple of other people. I think it was Francine when you spoke with her, and you were like, well, you don't know if they want the business or you don't know if they want the product. So form them a little bit more, figure out where to send them, and then do something after that. So that's mm-hmm. where I confused myself, but I think you're clearing that up for me now.
Okay. So Dr. Mary's presentation is for the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So what these people, though, they came from a trade show, and they entered uh-huh. their name because they're interested in oil. So sending right. them to a business presentation is a total disconnect. Right? Because they yeah. are they're yeah. inquiring about oil. So if they're inquiring about oils and they've ticked some boxes, if they have some health issues, then we need to answer that versus springing some business on them, right, that they were not looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
yes.
just for clarity, Dr. Mary's is a business presentation, and you've developed another presentation that's for health.
Yeah, my Young Living group actually has a couple of presentations that they've done for different stuff. And since I've met with a lot of people that were having issues with, like, their kids had the flu or they were sick at this time, I was actually going to do the healthy class.
Yeah.
And so that's what the invite was for Saturday.
Okay. All right. So check this out. So when they clicked, they checked the boxes, right? I have health problems. I have heart problems. I have skin problems, right? You know exactly what it was that they're asking for. So
right.
it just might be that you doing the script over the phone and retailing product over the phone might be the best thing to do because they've already said I've got problems with X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
Right? So
right.
again, you just be thinking like the customer, right? I said I have brain fog, I've got hormone issues, I'm telling the truth. I have brain fog, I have hormone issues. I'm getting old and my skin looks like hell, right? And I click these things, I click these boxes, I check these boxes. So you already know what a point of interest is. Now you're going to call me to dig deeper to find the real need, the emotional issue that I really have that's tied to that. Okay, so okay. in that case, I would totally be using the retail script on page 44 and 45 that you've modified for the oils.
Okay, cool.
And specifically for what my need is that I check the box on. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
So let's go in that direction because you were doing that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to hear that.
The rest of what I do was just clear up, but okay, I'll fix it. Let's see. Okay, on your raffle entry form, you requested more information about headaches and allergies. All I need to do is ask a little.
Okay, hold on. No, I already gave you what I clicked the box on. Use me, baby.
All right, so Danny, you just told me that you were having issues with brain fog and hormone issues and getting older and that your skin looked like hell. So what products have you tried in the past?
I love it.
Your
skin looks like hell. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, that was awesome. I'm so sorry, you guys. Oh wow, that was rad. Your skin looks like hell. Okay, I'm sorry. We gotta stop. I gotta stop laughing. Oh, that was the best. Oh, the way you said that was just like, it was hail. Okay, now hold on.
All right. So let's clear the slate right now. I filled out a form at the trade show, right? And I checked the boxes. I checked what boxes, and what does the boxes say?
The box basically said, I would like more information on the following.
And so there's one for hormone, right?
Well, you could write in what you wanted. Yeah, there was one for...
Okay, cool. I could write in the other box. So the other boxes.
Yeah, you can write in the other boxes. Yeah.
You said something about skin. You said something about hormones.
Mm-hmm. Skin, hormone, immune. Yeah.
And I would say brain fog. I might have written in brain fog. Okay, cool. All right. So let's just start at the very beginning. Let's start at the very beginning. We have about 7 minutes left in the class. Let's start at the very beginning of the script so we can role play this out. Okay?
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Alana from Young Living Essential Oils. We're just doing a quick courtesy call. We met at the Christ Community Fellowship Church outdoor rummage sale when you completed a raffle entry form.
Okay,
by the way, how did you hear about it?
Time out. I'm sorry. I've got to stop you. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. You kind of are sounding a little too professional for me, and which kind of makes it sound like I'm not connected to you, and it feels like a telemarketing call. Okay, let me do it with you. Let me do it with you so you can get what it feels like, okay? Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Alana.
Yes.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
This is Danny from Young Living. We are just doing a quick courtesy call. We met at the trade show over by the church the other day. And by the way, how did you hear about the trade show?
I was just driving down the street and saw it.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So see how you're kind of reluctant? You're kind of reluctant because I'm leading in that conversation that way. You know what I mean? I'm making you feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Okay, cool. I almost want to scratch the company name out of it.
Okay.
I do. I want you to scratch that out of your script book right now. I don't like that.
Okay, scratched.
Scratch. So it's just your first name, and then so write that in there so because I can see that that's confusing. First name. Okay. All right, cool. The main issue is them and the trade show. That's the connection. They don't know what the name of the oils necessarily are, nor do they remember it. But now because you say the company name, and I know I wrote that in that script, when I go through editing, I'm in the process of editing the scripts again and getting them updated too. All right, so let's start at the top again. And I want you to be my friend, Alana. I want you to be my friend.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good. There we go. Awesome.
This is Alana. We're just doing a quick courtesy call. We actually met at the outdoor rummage sale the other day.
Okay.
So how did you hear about the rummage sale?
A friend of mine told me about it.
Awesome. Well, did you find any good stuff out there?
I did. A couple of things. You know how it goes.
Cool. Which booth did you like the most?
I don't know. There was one that had some kettle corn. I really liked that kettle corn.
Awesome. I saw a lot of people with that kettle corn, too. So where are you from, originally?
I'm from the area.
Oh, cool. So on your raffle entry form, you requested more information regarding essential oils. I have that you were looking for brain health and dealing with hormone issues, and you were getting old and your skin looked like hell. So what type of products have you tried in the past?
I've tried everything under the sun.
Okay, cool. How do you feel that these work for you?
Okay, let's stop right here. All right. This is awesome. Okay, first of all, I got some great stuff for you. First of all, you say awesome a lot, and that begins a trigger inside of the prospect's mind that I'm being duped into something. Awesome, 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 awesome. You're saying which means you're thinking. I just want you to read. Okay, and then next, you could ask this first question here. First of all, how much weight do you want to lose? So just say, hey, when you filled out the form, you said that you wanted information on skin, hormone, and brain fog. So tell me more about what's going on with your hormones. Or just tell me about what's going on with your hormones. What's going on with your skin? What's going on with the brain fog? The other thing is I would use this also. I would use above that script where it says all I need to do is ask you a few simple questions to figure out which program to direct you to.
Okay.
And I would say which information to direct you to is what I would say there. So I would go straight from the top. Okay. So it's like, hi, Alana. How's it going? This is Danny. Giving you a quick courtesy call. We met at the trade show the other day. By the way, how did you hear about the trade show? There we go. Did you enjoy it? Okay. I wouldn't ask the question, what was your favorite booth? The other thing, too, when I said, you know, I really like that kettle corn one, you showed me something, and that is that you're trying to interact with me. Don't interact with me. Oh, yeah, I saw a lot of people with that kettle corn, too. No reason to say that. But what you could say to keep the conversation, again, to keep the conversation focused on them, versus you put the conversation on a lot of other people eating the kettle corn, would be, I said, yeah, you know, the kettle corn, like I really loved that kettle corn. What did you like about it?
Okay.
That's a great question. What did you like about it? Hey, awesome. So where are you from? What do you do? Okay, and that's just to form them real quickly. We don't need to go into some a lot of that. Okay, so then from there, it would be, okay, great. All I need to do is ask you a few simple questions to figure out which information to direct you to concerning your skin, hormones, and brain fog.
Okay.
Okay? Because that was their need.
Okay.
Okay? And then, first of all, tell me about what's going on with your hormones, skin, or brain fog. And then just let them talk. And you take notes. And say, you know, tell me more about that. You want to find those real places that are the real need. Then question number two, what types of systems or products have you used for your skin in the past? Then the next one, what about for the hormones? And then what about for brain fog? How do you feel these worked out for you? We've been so busy with our promotion that we're having to do phone interviews to figure out who's really serious about improving their skin, getting their hormones in balance, and no longer having brain fog. Because there's a lot of work on our part to help you. What's that?
I was like, that was great.
Yeah, you're still going to use question four perfectly. But again, it's tied to what they're calling, I mean, what they clicked off that box about. Okay, here's something else, you guys. Another great way that you guys can be prospecting is doing surveys. Just even you can do surveys with your warm market, calling every single person you've ever met on the planet, calling every single Facebook lead that you have, and doing a survey. Hey, we're just doing a quick health survey, and ask some questions. And be done with it. You can call them back and use the same script. Yeah, health surveys would be really, really easy for you guys to create. And just stick to the survey. You know what I mean? And then you're finding what the needs are and then use the script that we're developing right now All right, so we've been so busy with our promotion that we're having to do phone interviews to figure out who's really serious about being able to get their hormones balanced, brain fog, clear up the brain fog, and improve the skin, because there's a lot of work on our part to help you do that. It's not just you using another fad product out there. This is guaranteed to work for you. So we need clients that are absolutely serious about their hormones, their skin, and their brain fog. So how serious are you about this? And so you can even use some of their words that they said. You know, how serious are you about clearing up this brain fog so that you're no longer staring off into space? Whatever it is that they said, right, their need is what you repeat back then. Okay? What's the main reason you have for wanting to? And then repeat that again. Right? What's the main reason you have for wanting to improve your skin, hormones, and brain fog? Okay, great. Let me explain how the Young Living system works. Because it's extremely effective. Basically, there are however items that are, and then here you go into your explanation of what the products are. Really short, really sweet, all geared towards, if you can see this, is all geared towards the benefits and not the features. Right? Look. So, for example, to help with inches and cellulite. Okay, hold on. That's a benefit. That's not a feature. So the feature, so the product that helps, for example, I'm not selling the product here. Oh, gosh, we're out of time. I'm selling the benefit of the product. Can you see that if you look through this?
Yes.
To help block some of the fat and cholesterol out of the food that you eat, to help keep your skin tight while you're losing weight, to help you keep good energy level. All of this were the benefits of five different or six different components that were in the product.
Okay.
Okay, so, but it wasn't the product itself. Like, for example, there was an appetite suppressant. There was a fiber. There was a fat blocker. There were shakes. There were vitamins and nutrients that help with the skin. Do you understand? But we didn't talk about those things. We just sold the benefit of those things. Cool. All right, so then... the next paragraph. Again, that was geared towards weight loss. However, binging or instead of eating, the whole bag. So this is basically relating to, again, the need. That next paragraph is relating to the need. So they already gave you their needs, right?
Right.
When you asked what's going on with your skin, your hormone, and your brain fog. So now this is where you would repeat their need. That paragraph totally works for you guys. So the neat thing about this is that it applies, all right, so then that's when you would explain. So the neat thing about the oils is that you simply just are going to apply this to your face once a day, for the hormones twice a day, and everything we're doing for the hormones actually is going to clear up your brain fog. Okay, so then that's what that paragraph is about. Okay, here we're running a special promotion. We'll give you free counseling to make sure that you're using it right and that you're getting the results that you want. That's all done by the phone for your convenience. The second thing is that we want you, okay, to take a before and after picture that you don't necessarily need unless you guys want to do. Yeah, you why not? If it's for skin especially. You possibly could use that next paragraph. Then the program is very inexpensive, and that's where you're breaking it down. That's the paragraph where you break down your costs. Okay, the company gives you all natural gourmet, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this is, again, explaining the product. Again, the benefits, if you look at it. And then this is the cost. And tell stories, and you're out.
Okay.
When is a good time to get you, when's a good time for us to get together so that you can get on your way to healthier, younger-looking skin, no longer screaming at your husband out of a whim and blowing out your eyes and crying over, like, soup? And no longer walking into a room not knowing why you were there. right? So again, we wrap it around their strengths, interests, goals, and needs. Oh my gosh, that script works perfectly for what you guys are doing. Okay. All right, baby doll. So one, I want you to be a friend. But being a friend and being friendly does not mean that you say, oh, I saw a lot of people with kettle corn. Nope.
Okay.
That's not that what that means. It's keep the prospect talking is what that means. Yeah, and just follow along in that script. That will help to kill the ums and the awesomes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then I think we did clear up, like, confusion as far as who you're directing to what. Again, it all depends on what they've responded to. Page 16, you know, in sending someone to a business presentation, that's a cold lead that responded to an advertisement wanting to work from home. That's what that is.
Okay.
But that thing that you did at the trade show that is geared towards the product, man, lead with that product. And you are a very smart, very intelligent woman from what I hear about you from some of my friends. And I'm pretty sure you can easily mod this script and just putting in your information. You know what I mean? The retail script, just putting in your Young Living information.
Okay.
Really? All right. All right, girl. Good job.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. God bless you. Okay. Carrie, go ahead and put her back in. And, guys, that's it for us today. We are not going to be talking on Thursday. And you will not be getting a homework assignment. Wait a second. Yes, you will be getting a homework assignment this Thursday for our very last closing class that's taking place next week. So you will be getting an email from us Thursday night, as I said in the beginning of the class. And please, I don't care if there's zeros or not. This is a really important last final numbers-wise to pull. And that's it. All right? So I can't wait to see the many of you that will be with us this weekend in Dallas. I'm already here in Dallas preparing for the event and preparing for what God's going to do in all of us together, what all of us are going to be able to walk through, move away from, get over, clean house, on our inside as well as the outside, and continue to change lives together as a team. So thank you so much. I've had so much fun working with you guys. I'm really, really proud of you. And I'm looking forward to talking with you this weekend and or next Thursday at the at our final closing class. All right, gang. God bless you. Let's open up the lines, Carrie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Danny.
Danny.
God bless you all.